We now know the Trump deportation plan. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yesterday afternoon, a presidential-sounding Trump shared a stage with the president of Mexico and never mentioned deportation.
Mr. President, I want to thank you. It's been a tremendous honor, and I call you a friend.
But a few hours later, in Arizona, the old familiar Trump was back.
And you can call it deported. You can call it whatever the hell you want. They're gone.
But as belligerent as he sounded in Arizona, he has clearly pulled back from the idea of trying to deport everyone who is here illegally because he used a very important word.
As with any law enforcement activity, we will set priorities.
He used the word priorities. That means you choose who to deport first. And he had a list. At the top, criminals, then gang members, then security threats, then people who overstay their visas. He made no mention of law-abiding people who are working or going to school and paying taxes, implying that they must be a pretty low priority. Which means, even though the words were shouted, nothing changes. If you Google deportation priorities, you'll find the list of current Homeland Security deportation priorities, which by some strange coincidence are exactly the same as the ones Donald Trump shouted from the podium last night. So the Trump deportation policy is quite simple. It's to take the Obama policy and make it louder. And I don't fault that. It might just work. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.